So then, you were involved in some of the community shows. So you didn't quite, you left, but there was still some kind of umbilical cord keeping you kind of interested in to some
Oh, I
extent.
yeah, absolutely.
I think there still is, isn't there? Just even though we don't, I certainly don't have anything to do with it. You still are an advisor, aren't you? At the Arts Council, you advise in terms of circus. But
Have you helped, what's your job now, Pete?
I work at the Arts Council. I run the Night Out scheme, which works as community touring, which is lots of shows into community centres and village halls and that side of things. But I have, when I started, and for the, I suppose, one of the things that I was pushing for was kind of that there should be a better recognition of circus as an art form. Circus started getting funding when lottery came along. When the lottery came along, the criteria for lottery was different because actually it was about community involvement and all those things which circus ticked the boxes for. And that was before, that was when, around the days of, Now Here and Prophecy and stuff. So that was the time when the options became open to get funding for that. But then the outcome of a few years down the line from that was, as an arts council, I suppose they started going, oh, and actually there's a quality of the work, and how can that be improved the same as they'd improve dance and drama and theatre? So, I was very keen to make sure there was a recognition of that in general, not for no fit state as such, but just for the art form, because now companies and people can apply and they get as much of a chance of getting funding as a dance company or a theatre company, because it's no longer an argument, oh, do we fund circus? Or, well, it's, we can fund it under dance or something. No, just fund it because it's a quality,
There was a lot of arguments around that time, weren't there? Circus wasn't seen as an art form that was funded at all. And I just
No.
sometimes wonder who Arts Council gave the first grant for circus to, and whether that was No Fixed Day. It'd be interesting to know.
I mean, you were also, I think you were also getting the same in England at that similar time, because, then Circus Space got bits of funding, and there were, and other companies would started to get funding in a similar way. I mean, Mummer and Dadda did have Arts Council funding years ago, but much more on a project basis. But yeah, it was a gradual thing of getting a recognition for the art form that took a long time. And I suppose, there's always a progression. I mean, the Arts Council is now more prepared to fund popular music, and development in that side of things, which it never would have done 20 years ago. I suppose because they're still art forms, there's still a creative process within that. And it's really about, is the project good? And,
And what do you think of the current shows that No Fit State do in terms of, which ones do you like? Have you seen much of the recent stuff?
They're fantastic, aren't they? If you think of the early days and how they started out, they're far more professional, I suppose. I mean, the skill level is just it's a different level, isn't it? It's moved
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
drastically.
No, I think they're grand, I'm really proud in a way, but I think, what
It,
they've done, I've liked some more than others. And, I think you can always pick at things on one level, but on a, but actually sometimes they blow me away. And, and I think, there's some really lovely stuff. And I think it's great because the company is continually developing itself and pushing itself as well, which is great. It's, which is exciting. It's not, I know it's reinvented Bianco in several ways, and but actually they've kept it moving and kept it going forward. And also you need to earn money from something that will earn money, and that, allows them to sort of reinvest in other areas. And, you know, but I've liked the outdoor, you know, I like some of the stuff that Ali and Orit have done. I really liked Barricade. I think there's a good...
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? And you just think from humble beginnings.
Yeah.
You know, I think also there's a sense of it hasn't lost its... it's grassroots.
Mm.
There's still a sense of that, I think.
There's still a big ethos within the company, which it goes from community right the way through. And I don't think they've lost that. I think there's different elements of the company. But, it's about a collective and a group. Mm. And that thing is still quite strong within the company and how they work. And I think, you know, that's... you know, very powerful. But I also, you know, I think it's great how many other performers are around and other people are doing stuff and creating things as well. You know, if you look now at some of the work that people are doing, nothing to do with No Fit State, but you'd never see, you know, 20 years ago, you could never imagine some of the shows that companies are now producing and where circus is going.
Mm.
Which I think is great.
Very different.
Yeah, completely different. And some are great and some are not, but just pushing the boundaries and exploring things in a different way is lovely.
So, just finally, have you got anything amusing or strange or anything particular, a story, an anecdote to say about any of your time?
Oh.
You're going to pick one little thing.
I will never, for me, I'll never forget being taken away in the ambulance in Gosport. When I dropped, it was just before the show and I was just setting up the cafe because we used to have a cafe and I dropped a fire extinguisher on my big toe and it really did hurt a lot. And I think I did shout and swear a bit and... it'd been a very quiet festival, really. Nothing had happened, had it? And so I can't remember the guy's name. I think he was site manager. Can't remember his name. Lovely chap. But I do think he was a little bit bored. He'd been a little bit bored, as had St. John's Ambulance. And I was sitting down with my foot in a bowl of cold water. And I just remember the site manager running across the field. And it was almost in slow motion. That's how I remember it. And he jumped the fence. I thought, what's going on? What's he doing? He came running towards me and my big toe and called St. John's Ambulance. St. John's Ambulance came over and said, oh, God, I'm going to have to send you to hospital. And gave me some horror story about rugby players and big toes and losing their big toes. And so they called an ambulance. And I just remember Gregoire laughing hysterically because I was going, no, I'm okay. I think I'll be okay. It's all right. I'll just leave my foot in the bowl of cold water for a bit longer. And they sort of almost forced me into the ambulance, lay me down. And I kept sitting up going, you know, it's okay. And they kept pushing me back down. And Gregoire and the rest of the crew, Gregor was videoing me laughing in the back of the ambulance. And then I got to the hospital and the only positive thing was I managed to sit in the waiting room and watch Coronation Street. Because we didn't have a telly, so we hadn't seen telly for months. And the doctor saw me and took one look at it and said, where are you working? And I said, oh, Gosport Festival. And he just said, oh, is it St. John's Ambulance? I said, yeah. And he had sorry, there's nothing we can do. You have to go back. And I had to pay for a taxi to go back. And they were just, Gregoire was just hysterical.
I wonder whether he's got any videos still.
Oh.
And we were all just about to do a show, weren't we? Yeah. So we couldn't come because literally it was like 10 minutes before curtain up, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think Tim's sister had to serve popcorn. I think she was Tim Adams' sister was on tour.
On tour, really?
Yeah, she'd come to visit, I think. Oh.
So, Pete, any strange things happened to you?
Plenty, I'm sure. I'm sure I was trying to think of something we haven't, because when we did the early years discussion, there was quite a few. I remember our caravan setting on fire.
That was,
and we'd fallen asleep with a candle, and there was a knock at the door, and then Tim rushed in and said, "Oh, your caravan's on fire!" And then we jumped out of bed naked, and then he just turned around and went, "Oh, I'm really sorry," and ran out again. It was like, Tim, doesn't fucking matter, just, you know. And he was so embarrassed, wasn't he?
Such a gentleman, wasn't he? So typically Tim.
He sort of left again, and he was like, "It's all right, Tim, you can help us put it out if you like." But lots of lovely company meals, were great times. So every couple of weeks, everyone on tour would make a dish, which we'd then all get together and just have huge, lovely company meals. And those were great. Mm-hmm. And
can you remember anybody's little things that they used to do, little favourites?
Oh, God. Ali always used to turn out with a pack of Linda McCartney sausages. I think.
Always used to pull a tablecloth from underneath all the food, didn't he? That's his trick, his party trick.
Yeah.
There
was a lovely meal in Paisley in Scotland, and there was a huge like washing up size bowl of pasta that I think David made, and still most of it was left at the end of a massive meal, so everyone had completely pigged out, and then someone dared Dave whether he could eat it, and I think everyone said, "We'll put a pound in," so you know there was like 20 quid in it for him. And just before he was about to eat it, someone, I don't know who it was, poured a whole thing of mustard over it, a whole, like, you know, big ketchup bottle size thing of mustard. And bless Dave, he still managed to eat the whole thing. Took him about 20 minutes with everyone just dying of laughter. But being Dave, he succeeded and won his money.
The best job, though, was always putting the rain flaps on.
On the
blue tent, yeah. You go up there and take a view of, especially if you're at a festival. Well, anywhere really, and you should just sit up there for as long as you could get away with and take the view in.
And it was fine as long as you got up there before the rain started.
Yeah.
I remember trying to do it.
Walking across the ridge bar to put the banner up.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was one of my favourite jobs.
I remember Tom when we did a Sod and Clod. So that was the Earth, Air, Fire and Water show.
Is that Oxford?
Oh God, what was that called? Totally
Defective.
Was it Defective Detective?
Yeah.
Yeah. Falling off the tight. We had Sod and Clod characters. They were good fun. But we had to walk across a tightrope, and Tom fell off. And the tightrope was sort of through a cross V of scaff. And as he fell off, he caught his clothing on that little hook and then was just suspended in midair and completely stuck and slightly injured, to be fair, bless him. But all I can remember was me and Richie just... Was it me and Richie or was Richie?
Yeah, I think it was.
No, Richie was... Yeah. I can't remember now. But we just... couldn't stop laughing, even though, you know, Tom just suspended there in midair. All the time he came down the Chinese pole, and he used to have to stop and with his face like half an inch from the floor, and he missed and just landed.
That's right, because he used to do it from the top, upside down, without protection.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
And,
yeah.
Once he just kept going, he went and just hit the floor. And again... All we could do was just laugh hysterically, really.
Yeah.
But, we did have a good time.
Yeah, and I've got loads of memories, aren't there?
Yeah.
You should just, you live with each other 24 hours a day, don't you?
Yeah.